All right. So, Nyx and Amanita.
Amanita, yes.
You have grown to be quite close over these past few years. And much to the chagrin of many of Nyx's people, they are not fond of outsiders, even though they tend to steal the culture of people that they come across. Your friendship was frowned upon by many people. At some point, the two of you, exploring the woods or doing whatever it is y'all to do together in the woods, you came upon a creature that seemed to have something wrong with it. You disposed of this creature, seeing as how it attacked you. And once you killed it, it left behind a small gem-like item that radiated with a deep darkness. Amanita, you being alive during the Shadow Plague, you got a very strong sense of anguish and bad memories just looking at this item and what it represented. Nyx, you, however, were a little more intrigued and thought that this was your chance to prove to your people that there was a problem. That the shadow is more than what y'all thought it was. Or more than y'all were being led to believe it was. You had taken it back to your councilman. He was not impressed by your newfound evidence and told you that if you wanted him to believe your new fantastical fairy tales that you keep trying to convince all your kinfolk of, it would have to be a more substantial bit of evidence before he would hear anything about it. So the two of you had set off into the forest. We'll say that y'all are still in the forest that you're from. Y'all haven't left that forest yet, but we'll say that y'all are like on the forest edge. As far west as you can go before you actually hit the coast, y'all are exploring that area. There's an old almost just like a footpath leading through the forest, maybe like smugglers or old hidden trade routes, something like that. And the two of you are walking through the forest. Both of you go ahead and give me a perception check.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're so perceptive.
You're even more perceptive.
Yeah. So you're creeping through the forest. Both of you pretty adept at moving through the wooded areas. You both hear what sounds to be like little legs, like small, creepy, crawly legs running over like a stone and like leaves and things, but it sounds like there's multiple of them just over the rocky outcrop in front of you. I'm going to move us to a map here so you can kind of see what you see. You should be able to move your tokens, and I put your health on your tokens so that you can just, whenever you take damage, if you hit minus and then the number, it'll automatically take it off your total. So like when you click on your token, if you click in that green circle and highlight it, if you just hit minus in the number, it'll automatically do the math for you, or plus if you're getting healed. So the two of you sneak up behind this tree and you hear this creepy crawly sound coming from the other side of this cliff down here. And you can see what appears to be four pretty large spiders, all things considered, and what appears to be two corpses that have begun to be covered in webs, and looks like some of them may even be starting to have a little snack on these corpses.
Mm-hmm. Come along, dear. Let's move along and let these fellows finish their lunch.
What do you think that they're eating? I've never seen spiders behave that way. Nom, nom, nom. Ooh, I'm hungry.
I will say with your 22 of perception, you're fascinated by this scene in front of you. And the corpse closest to you is very much dead. I mean, it's got large bite marks like in the neck and, you know, it's bleeding profusely from multiple bite wounds. The body closest to the bridge, however, as this spider is kind of crawling over it and kind of wrapping it in webs, you can kind of see the arms are just like faintly kind of moving, like it's trying to like pull webs off of it, but it's like maybe some kind of poison or maybe just like exhaustion or near death, you don't know, but the body's definitely still moving.
Oh, that one's not dead.
Money, we have to go down there.
You are a tender-hearted thing, aren't you? All right. Come on, then.
All right, so what would you like to do?
So is this like a cliff?
Yeah, it's about a 10-foot drop. It's like a little rocky kind of outcropping. Not a giant cliff by any means, but about 10 feet, we'd say.
Okay. Sorry, I have a genuinely appalling amount of spells. Like,
yeah, it's always
God, there are so many spells.
It's always tough.
I'm so not used to. Okay. All right, so we've got 3-4 spiders. So I'm going to come up to the edge of the cliff here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look down. And I am going to cast... Oh my god, so many spells! Fuck, fuck, fuck. Sorry, hang on. I'm going to just look at the closest spider, so probably this guy. And I'm going to cast Blindness.
Blindness, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
2.
So that is a Constitution saving throw.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And let's see. He rolled a 7. So that is a failure.
Okay, well then he is blinded.
And you said you wanted to do it to the red one or the blue one?
To the red one.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I completely just... All I heard was one. Blue one or red one? Sorry, I was reading.
The red one. This red guy. One.
Okay, cool. Third time's a charm. And he is blinded.
Yes, he is.
So we'll do this little creepy eye with the acid tears coming out of it.
Excellent. So,
as that happens, it starts to like frantically run around in circles pretty much, like just darting different directions, and the rest of them kind of like take notice of this and just kind of like look around, seeing what the commotion is. What about you, Nyx? Are you doing anything?
Yes. First, I watch Money, and I'm like, so cool, you can do magic. And I would like to... Did she target the blue one or the red one?
The red one.
The red one.
The red one.
Okay. I would like to shoot the blue one with my arrow.
Okay, go ahead and roll an attack.
Where is my weapon?
Hopefully I'll put them on there. Oh, there it is. Ooh, 8. Unfortunately, that misses. As you try, to shoot the blue one, you pull back, let loose your arrow, and it just glances off the rock, making kind of like a loud clanging noise. And all of the spiders look up your direction, except for the blind one. He just kind of looks over in the direction of the sound. And if you could, click your tokens, and all of you roll initiative, please.
Roll initiative.
Rolling.
Initiative.
That's been like a theme. Like the first combat so far, I think of everyone been low initiatives for the group.
Yeah.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah, Nyx's is pretty good.
All right, Nyx, well, you're up again. So you fire, arrow glances off, and all the spiders look up your direction except for the blind one. It's just kind of like staring around in circles. Ray Charles up in this thing.
I would like to... Let me see how this works. Hunter's Mark. Can I use that on a group of creatures? One creature?
It's one creature. I will say that you being a forest-dwelling creature, you know that these particular spiders are not very hardy beasts. So... you're welcome to Hunter's Mark one if you want, but you get the sense that if you hit them, it's going to be death for them.
Okay. Then I will reserve that. Thanks for that tidbit. And I will shoot the blind one.
Okay. go ahead.
You get advantage because it's blind.
Yep.
Ooh, very nice. Let me put that on. Let's see. Is it advantage toggle?
Yes.
Okay, we'll try this out.
Thought I had it set up already, my bad.
No, you made it roll always advantage, and I don't like it to do that. I think it's dumb.
I didn't mess with it, because that's what it's normally set at.
Oh yeah. It didn't work.
I'll check it out, but 16 hits.
Okay.
Nice. And you said you're shooting the red one?
Yes.
All right, so you pull back, taking aim, looking at this poor, pitiful spider, glancing around in all the directions, its little spider eyes all glossed over white, and you just shish kebab this spider with an arrow as it is dead. Would you like to move or do anything else?
Yes. I would like to attempt to gracefully, because I'm a cat and I always land on my feet, make it down this 10-foot drop.
Okay. Well, you're able to slide down with very little effort.
Okay. I thought it was like a, you know.
I mean, if you want to try to do something stylish and jump off, then yes. Mm-mm. But you're welcome to just slide down.
No.
Be about your business.
Yes.
All right. Anything else?
So does that count as 10 feet of my movement?
Yes. So you should have 20 feet left, I believe.
You know, I'll stay where I'm at.
All right. Well, the spiders are all up because Amanita did not roll great. So the spiders are all up, and they're going to start scurrying your direction. Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20 can just get into combat with you.
And it mistakes have been made.
It will attempt to bite you. it rolled a 7.
That's a no.
So it runs up, tries to bite you, like pull your foot out of the way, kind of like, oh gosh, this is a mistake. I'm getting attacked by spiders. Let's see. That one is dead, so congratulations. The blue one is going to also run up and try to attack you with a bite. That's a 13 to hit.
That also misses.
Okay. And then the final one is going to 5, 10, 15, 20. Bonus action to dash, just to get in combat with you, to try to overrun you with its little brood mates here. Cannot attack, because it uses bonus or its action to dash. Once Amanita returns, it will be her turn.
I'm here.
Okay, it is now your turn.
I was just muting myself because of the echo.
It's okay. It's not terrible, it's just faint. But you look down and Nyx has slid down the rock face and has been engaged by all the remaining spiders.
Surrounded.
Yeah.
My baby is surrounded. Not okay, that changes what I was going to do.
Mama!
Mommy! Mommy!
Oh, jeez.
Alright, I'm going to cast Magic Missile.
Okay.
You can hit me, I'll be fine.
I believe you have three bolts, right? No,
Magic Missile doesn't... Oh, why are you not doing it correctly, stupid Magic Missile?
Yeah, it's weird. You have to, like, do it either three times or maybe do 3d4 or something.
1d4 plus 1. It doesn't... Oh, for goodness sake. Alright, I'm gonna have to fix that. I'm gonna do it at second level. No, first level, so one on each of the spiders.
Okay, and automatically hits. Like I said, these are not very hardy creatures.
Two, three.
There you go. Nyx, you're down there, you got your bow drawn, you're looking around, all these spiders are coming in, starting trying to bite you, and you're kind of thinking this may have been a bad decision until these little bluish-purple darts of energy fly past you and hit them all, and they all pop into little balls of goo, kind of splattering on your legs a little bit. But they are all dead.
I kind of gasp with joy, and I look up, and I'm like, thank you. And I'm going to go and use my bow to poke this body to make sure it's really alive.
Okay. So
I will come down along with you.
Okay.
Oh.
So you approach, you start poking the body, and like it... It kind of lets out this last gasp of air as it kind of sees you and its eyes kind of roll back, looking towards the tree behind her. As like the last effort she has, she points up in the tree, and you both look up and see a very large 8-legged creature suspended in the branches above you as it drops down on its web, revealing itself. It seems that the spiders you have just killed were the little babies to this mama spider, and she is furious with you.
Oh, shoot.
Both of you give me a quick perception check.
Yeah, no.
And that's what you see in the tree above you.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah. Oh,
pretty gross. Yeah, pretty gross. I hate spiders. I don't even like using them. Just looking at them is making me not happy. Let's see. So what we got here? Okay. An 8 and an 11. Okay. Nyx, you look at this spider and you're like, yeah, that's disgusting. That's the only thing you notice. It is just a gross, bulbous, 8-legged creature getting ready to come down and possibly drink your insides. Amanita, however, you notice that though this is a very creepy, crawly, nasty thing, you see lodged just under the front right leg what appears to be some large piece of black glass lodged into this creature, and like almost like black veins have started to like emanate from it, like it's starting to like grow into the creature, if you will.
That looks painful.
But you can also click on your tokens, roll initiative again, please.
Have you ever seen a spider look like that, Monty?
Do you mean giant like that, or corrupted like that?
Yeah, corrupted.
Not since the war, my dear.
Gross.
Hmm. This may be the evidence we need for your people.
Then, let us be efficient and kill it.
Alright, well, lucky for you, the spider wasted a natural 20 on its initiative. But it's first, and it immediately shoots a web directly at you, Nyx. Does a 20 hit?
Yes, it does.
So, Nyx, you're kind of bent down looking at this body. You look up, and then you just see a web just shoot at you, and it hits you, sticking you to the ground, and you are currently restrained. As an action, you can make a strength check to try to get out, or one of your companions can attack it to get you out of it. But you are stuck to the ground at the will of this spider. Amanita,
can I move my arms?
No, you are like literally, just picture like a net thrown over you, but sticky and gross.
Okay. Oh man, I've got to put myself together like a wild-shaped table. But that's fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Chill Touch. What?
What'd you roll? I'm not looking.
Two natural ones.
What? Wow. Two natural ones. Okay, so you begin to cast Chill Touch, and this creature looks down at you, and like you can see it kind of rearing back, like it's getting ready to jump out of the tree towards you. So like just instinctually, you kind of start backing up, and you trip on Nyx, and I'm going to say you're stuck to the outside of the web that she's covered in. Being restrained, Nyx, you can still attack, you just have disadvantage. So you're welcome to attack with disadvantage, or you can try to use your action to get out. But now you are both stuck to the same web. Nyx, you actually being inside of it. Amanita, you're kind of laying on top of it, beginning to get stuck like you do in a spider web. Nyx, what would you like to do?
I would like to try to break free.
Okay, give me a strength check, please.
I want to break free.
Just click the strength stat, not the save, but the stat.
Okay.
So you're able to tear free from the web, and as you crawl out of the web, Amanita, unfortunately, will be prone on her back, still stuck to the web, kind of entangling herself as it's now loose on the ground, and she's kind of rolling around in it. But that's your action. You are out. You're able to move if you wish, and you can use a bonus action, but your action was used to remove yourself from the web currently.
Let me see what I got. What can I do? I would like to do Hail of Thorns. That is a bonus action.
Okay, so you cast Hail of Thorns, and your next attack that hits will do that damage. I believe it lasts for, what, a minute?
So I don't actually click on it right now.
Well, I mean, you can, but wait, pretty much what it is you would say casting Hail of Thorns, and it makes your next attack the Hail of Thorns. I mean, I'd have to read it to be able to give you the specifics, but...
You cast it, and then you shoot an arrow?
And it turns into, like, thorns.
Okay.
Like, Hail of Thorns isn't the attack. It's like the spell you cast on the next arrow you shoot.
Okay. So that was my bonus action. And then I would like to kind of maybe put myself right here to use my tiny body as a human shield. Or would it be a cat shield?
It's Wall of Thorns. I still can't believe they don't have all the spells from D&D in this Roll20 yet. Anyway, okay, so that's where you're at. Anita, Nyx, the spider is up. I'm going to roll a d6 here to see if it gets its web attack back. It does, however. It sees that you are strong enough to get out of it, and one of you is still caught up, so it is going to lunge forward and try to bite you, Nyx.
I got this.
Ooh, ouch. 21 to hit?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
No.
I need you to make a... whoever wrote that is not good at writing sentences. I need you to make a Constitution saving throw, please. And thank you to the guy who is mowing his yard right outside the window.
Constitution.
Nice. You succeed, so you're going to take half the poison damage, and you are not poisoned. Cool. So you're going to take 9 piercing damage and 5 poison damage for a total of 14 damage.
But it's half?
No. I already have the poison damage. You took 19 originally, but the poison was 10. It got reduced to 5. So, ouch. 9 piercing plus 5 poison equals 14 damage. And Amanita, you are up.
I am going to use beast shape.
Mm-hmm.
Wild shape, mm-hmm. And turn into a giant wolf spider.
Giant wolf spider. Okay. Let me,
Yeah. So that means that I am no longer restricted by the webbing.
Right. Smooth. I like that. Let me see. Edit. I'm going to put it in your journal. And hopefully it'll let you actually use it. We shall see.
Hopefully.
All right. See if you can do anything with that character sheet. So, giant wolf spider is not indeed as big as a spider, but it is.
No.
It is going to make it to where you can. So I'm just going to move your little token over here, and I'm going to put the little wolf spider right there, and then I'm going to make it to where you can move it. All right, there you go. Should be able to move it. Hopefully, do things. Nice. So.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I would like to... Yeah, I'm just going to come over, step over the body of my poor sad daughter and bite it.
Okay, go ahead and try to bite it.
I did.
Oh,
11.
Yeah. Oh, 11. Unfortunately, that is a miss. As you like run up and try to bite it, its legs are like, it's doing that thing where it kind of like leans back and it's like pushing at you with its front legs. And you're just not able to get a hold of it.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to keep on standing over Nyx and sort of protecting her with my weird spider body.
Right. So, I mean, like, you're at this point, you're big enough for like her to like wear as a backpack. That's about the size you are compared to her, I would imagine.
Okay.
I mean, she's not much. I'm only a little taller than she is, I think.
Yeah, but in real life, that's what I'm saying. Like, this spider isn't near as big as the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, okay, a giant wolf spider is considered a medium beast.
Right. So I mean, I guess like, technically,
maybe
you're about
the size
the same.
Of a large dog.
Yeah. I mean, you're about probably close to the same size as her. So
yeah,
it all works. Anything else you'd like to do? I'm going to need you. Just going to stand there and guard your...
Just hiss.
Yeah.
Just like do a spider.
Nice. That sounds disgusting. And I hate everything we're doing right now.
Nyx,
what would you like to do?
Hey, you brought spiders into
this,
okay?
I know. I'm the worst.
I'm going with your flow.
Yeah.
I would have to back up to use Hail of Thorns, correct?
Yes, you would have to back up and risk taking... I mean, you could shoot your bow from right here, but it's at disadvantage because you're in close combat.
Well, that would be a waste of the spell.
I mean, how long does it last? You never put it in the chat for us to see.
It lasts a minute.
So, I mean, you have a full minute to shoot your bow, so I mean...
Yeah, that's 10 rounds of combat.
Okay. So, my short sword, I get to attack twice?
Yeah, if you pull them both out, the first one will be normal, The second one doesn't get to add your dexterity bonus to it. It's just straight dice. So that will hit the first one. The second one, however, does not hit. So go ahead and roll damage on the first one. 4 piercing damage. Rolled a 1 on the damage dice. All right. So you stab with the first one, piercing the underbelly of this spidery beast. You go to stab with the other one, and you got this weird spider creature crawling around you, also trying to fight, and like you don't know where one's spidery legs begin and the other one ends, and you kind of half-heartedly stab, and your offhand weapon gets knocked into the dirt by the spider, and it's just laying at your feet.
That's fair. That's fair.
And anything else you'd like to do?
Yeah. I'm gonna risk it for the biscuit. I'm gonna move 30 boy. Feet.
Okay. okay, go ahead. 20, 30. Okay, it's gonna use its opportunity attack or reaction to try to bite you as you run away. And that's a 14 to hit.
Oh, it does hit.
That does hit?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you
to
make...
I thought it was supposed to be a 15, but it says 14.
Well, you're wearing what? Leather armor?
I think it's studded leather armor.
Is that what you're wearing, is studded leather?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your dex modifier?
A 3.
Okay, yeah, it should be a 15. I don't know why it's 14, but it should be a 15.
Then it misses.
Okay. Good, good. So you go to run away, and you feel like the fangs just like dig into the studded leather, and it like catches one of the studs in the leather and kind of hangs there for a second, and you realize that upgrading the armor all those days ago, probably a good idea at this point, because you feel like you may have been... a little cat smoothie, if you didn't.
Meow.
But it is now the spider's turn again, and it is going to look down at the small spider in front of it and try to bite it.
Bring it.
Ouch. That's a 22 to hit.
I'm assuming that hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you got like an armor class of like an 11, maybe. you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Yep, armor class of 13. Constitution saving throw as the spider?
I think you only take its physical form and its like strength and stuff
physical
like that, right?
Characteristics 15.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Either way, you make the save, so you're gonna take half the poison damage. So you're gonna take 8 piercing damage from the teeth or the fangs, and then you're gonna take 6 poison damage.
Oh, I don't like that.
14. So I turn back into a person.
Alright, so you boof back into Amanita, standing in front of this spider.
And I take 3 damages, Amanita.
Alright. And it is now your turn.
Cool. Alright, hang on. Let's do that. I'm going to go minus 3. Nope. Okay. Back to the stupid spell list. I'm suddenly regretting so many things.
Mm-hmm. Same.
You'll get used to it.
I know. Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna cast Magic Missile again. Why not?
Okay, cool. So go ahead and roll all 3.
2.
Nice.
3.
Nice. 9 damage as you just blast him with all 3 of these magic missiles, and it kind of staggers back a second, and then it gets ready to lunge at you again. Not quite to the point of being bloodied. Unfortunately, I lied. It is looking rough. It's looking like y'all have started to wick away at this creature. But it doesn't seem to be deterred because you did kill the last of its little babies. Anything else you'd like to do, Amanita?
I would like to take a, like, if I can, because I'm up quite close to it, just take another look at the shard of whatever that's wedged in it.
Okay. Give me an investigation check. I'll say at disadvantage since you're, like, attacking and it's moving and you're not going to be able to get a good solid look at it.
Yeah, that's fair. Investigation.
Right. You don't really get too much more information than you already did. It looks very familiar, but you can't really glean, like, maybe what it's doing to this creature, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nyx.
Yes. I'm going to use my hunter's mark now.
Okay.
So I just click on it, and then I get to add that to my damage?
If you hit, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you have placed...
Does hunter's mark give her advantage?
I don't think so. I think that's a Pathfinder. What does it say? Don't say, I mean. Tell me what it says. What does hunter's
mark? No, I was. I said just give me... I wanted to say give me a second. If I click on it in the spell... Will it pull it up? No, it doesn't.
If you hit that little chat bubble, if you hit the chat bubble, it'll put it in the chat.
Okay, chat bubble.
Or is it an actual spell? I can't remember.
It is an actual spell. So it says piercing.
So it's a bonus action, concentration.
Basically, you deal an extra, and you have advantage on any wisdom. Perception or survival check you make to find it.
Now, Hail of Thorns, was that a concentration spell as well?
Oh, I didn't mean to do a Hunter's Mark. I'm sorry. I wanted...
If it's not a concentration, you can still do it, but I think it might be if it's making you hold it. I could be wrong, but like I said...
Because Hail of Thorns is also bonus. It says it can attack two creatures.
Let me look at your sheet while you're... Just because it's not in Roll 20, so I can't easily pull it up. Hail of Thorns is concentration, so you'd have to do one or the other.
Yeah, Hail of Thorns. I didn't mean to do Hunter's Mark.
That's fine. Sorry. That was me clicking.
Yeah, get out.
All right, go ahead. You'll have to use your bow to do a bow attack, and then if you hit, you'll click Hail of Thorns for the damage as well.
Okay.
All right, so 6 for Hail of Thorns, and then attack with your bow. If you hit, the 6 will take effect. If you don't hit, then it does not, I don't think.
Damn, what is this? What is this? Roll 100 D20s.
Matt,
get those shitty-ass rolls out of the way.
Wow, look at that. You had two natural 20s coming up before your next one. Anyway, so a natural 1. You go to pull back. You're still a little new with these spells, these newer spells you have. And you go to release the arrow, and you release the magic just a little too soon. And as you go to shoot the arrow, the thorns start to build out of the arrow. And you kind of prick your thumb, and you kind of pull back and say, ouch! And you shoot the arrow straight up in the air into the tree above you, and it turns into a hail of thorns up in the tree and the branches above you. And it's a wasted spell slot, unfortunately. Anything else you would like to do?
No. I'm just going to be like, damn it.
It's all right, dude. We'll practice that one a bit more. Don't you worry.
All right. Well, Amanita.
You make it look so easy.
Amanita, you are going to get bitten again. Seeing the little spider in front of it turning into a little delicious gnomish morsel has reinvigorated this spider as it lunges at you to try to bite you. 21 to hit, and I'm going to need you to make a constitution saving throw as well, please. Okay, cool. Well, you're going to take half poison, so you take 10 piercing damage and 5 poison damage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a pretty good roll for the bug here. So it bites into you, you feel that burning sensation as the poison starts to course through your body, but you know you're a person of the forest. You've dealt with certain types of poisons before, and you kind of steel your body and push and manage to dissipate most of the effects, at least the most harmful parts of it. Amanita, you are up. What would you like to do now that you've been bitten again?
Oof. Oh, that was unpleasant. I am going to... Oh man, I just don't have many offensive spells at the moment. I picked a bunch of cute nature-y spells. I'm going to sort of clutch at my chest and go, oof! And then I'm going to cast Moonbeam.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So Moonbeam creates, and let me make sure I get this right, a silvery beam of pale light in a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder centered on a point within range. So I'm going to center it, like, right on the spider. Dim light fills the cylinder, and when the creature enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it is engulfed in ghostly flames that cause searing pain, and it must make a constitution saving throw. 2d10 radiant damage on a failed save, or half as much damage on a successful one.
Nice.
So that's on its turn.
Okay. Give me a moment here. So, let's see. But it doesn't do it to it on this initial one, right?
No. Okay. It's just the light appears, and then on its turn, it takes the damage.
Gotcha. All right, I will put this little vortex on it to remind us that it is in the moonbeam for now. I'll have to find us a nice little token for that. I think I have one, but cool. I'll get it ready later.
Cool. I mean, it's an area of effect spell. So.
Right. It's like a, yeah. It's a little cylinder or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Nyx.
I would like to attempt. You know what? No. I'm gonna get up here. I'm having better luck with my short sword. Oh, actually, wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait just a minute.
Could
wait.
I move right here to get bonus?
Flanking or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, cool. Alright.
That'll hit.
Okay, and then I'm gonna roll for the other one.
Okay. Just for future reference, you did not say you picked it up, but I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt this time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's
all right. Yeah.
It's been a while since we've played Durandur, so both of those will hit. Go ahead and roll damage. Like I said, on the second one, we'll just take off the modifier after you attack. So the second one is just 2. So you did 9 points of damage with your short swords, and it is starting to bleed quite a bit. You look at the substance coming out of this spider, and it is much different than the little ones you killed earlier. The little one almost looked like little balls of snot whenever you killed them. This one is literally like oozing tar like substance out of its body. Like the inside of this creature is literally slowly being turned into some kind of dark substance.
I would like to, as a free action, just say to Nyx, try not to touch that stuff, dear. I suspect it would not be helpful.
What is that? I've never seen anything quite like it. It's
no, blood. Neither have I. Don't touch
blood.
It.
Blood.
All right. And it is the spider's turn now, so it'll make a constitution save or take 11 damage. So It rolled a 10. So
that does not succeed.
Okay. So it literally gets stabbed by Nyx, turns, looks at her, and lunges out to, like, dig into her neck. She's kind of left herself open after attacking with both of these swords, and she's looking at all this nasty tar-like substance coming out, and she's kind of perplexed and amazed at the same time, leaving just the smallest opening for a vicious attack. And just as this creature begins to land its attack, a radiant beam of energy just pulses down from the sky and just drills this giant spider into the ground, searing it like a nice barbecue, and ultimately killing it. And y'all are now out of combat.
You all right, my love?
Yeah, a little scratch. Nothing I can take care of. You?
It got me.
I would like to come and grasp your hands and cast Cure Wounds.
Oh, darling.
It's not much. I'm still working on it.
It's wonderful, Ira. You're a good girl.
All right.
And I'll cast Healing Word on myself as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What are you doing out there?
I'm not doing anything.
Rolling around on the couch. All right. Would y'all like to do anything else? What in the world?
No snacks. No children. No excessive loud noises.
I don't mind loud noises or snacks. Just not when you do them directly into the microphone. Like every time you move. I don't know what, if you got the little mouthpiece on your shirt or what, but. You're out of combat. You've killed all these spiders. Unfortunately, both of the corpses are now corpses. The one using its last bit of energy to try to warn you of the spider. I guess kind of saving you from getting surprised, so that's a good thing. What would y'all like to do now that y'all are out of combat?
I would like to very carefully examine the corpse of the spider, the giant spider.
Okay. Give me a nature check.
Okay.
I'd also like to do a nature check.
Okay, next time say it before you see what she rolled.
Well, I had it rolled, but I have to take the toggle off. It keeps asking me, like...
Oh, you need to do... okay. I'll do it real quick.
No, I got it. I got it. Don't mess with it.
Okay,
it's fine.
Okay, great. So you both kind of look this thing over. This creature is different than the one y'all originally found, the shard in. This one looks like it, instead of like being inside of it, and like maybe the other one started to grow there from just being near like a source of shadowy energy. This one looks like it may have like been like lodged in like the ground somewhere, or maybe somebody stabbed it, but it looks like it was like lodged into this creature's body from an outside source somehow, and looks like it was like beginning to like take hold of this creature's body and begin to like turn it into something else.
Does it look like it could be removed?
It's just lodged in flesh. It just looks like it's been corrupting the body, you know what I mean? Like it looks like it's becoming part of the spider's body, turning the spider into something.
So I'm going to reach into my satchel and I'm going to pull out black gloves and I'm going to be like, ta-da! And I'm going to try to remove the shard without getting dirty. Ugh.
Okay, give me a strength check.
A strength check, damn it. Strength.
Okay. So you kind of like, you wiggle it a little bit. And it almost feels like a like a loose tooth that you're pretty sure shouldn't be pulled yet, but you want to pull it anyway because you want the tooth fairy to come. And so you kind of like wiggle it a little bit, and then you give it one good hard tug. But the flesh around this shard is like necrosis and dead. And so like, you pull a little harder than you should. It's like a little spray of spider mess kind of like comes out behind it and kind of like gets on you. And you're kind of just standing there with like little speckles of like black spider goo on your face.
I immediately look at Amanita and my eyes get real big and I'm going to be like...
I do the mom thing where I'm just like, I've got it, and start cleaning her face.
Okay. All right, cool. All right.
Am I dying?
So you have this, I'll say it's about an American football size shape. Not to be confused with a soccer ball. We're
both pretty tiny.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, it's big. It's a big shard, comparably.
Because don't eat that.
So, what would you like to do with it?
Is this something that, like, is this particular manifestation of the shadow something that I would be familiar with from the war?
What you experienced during the war was the actual abyss. Like the army of the abyss poured out into the world. What you've been kind of coming across since then has been like the remnants of like battles, and you kind of get the sense like these shadow shards, like the way you've kind of been finding some of them. It almost appears like some of the creatures, like as they died, like this was like their essence left behind.
Okay, so it's not like a weapon or an artifact.
No, like, I like to kind of think of it like a soul stone from, like, you know, Elder Scrolls.
I don't play Elder Scrolls.
Okay, well, it's a little stone that would... We'll just say it holds the essence of some kind of demonic creature. Not to say that it's, like, sentient. It's just like the... Almost like when you turn a vampire to ash, how there'd be a pile of ashes left behind.
Uh-huh.
You kind of get the sense that these little shards are left behind whenever these demons and abyssal creatures were being destroyed during the war.
Okay. All right. Wrap that up carefully, my dear. Try not to touch it with your flesh.
Do I have anything I could... wrap it in, maybe like an animal skin?
You have, you know, you've got your pack with all your stuff in it. I mean, you've got bed rolls. Let's say, you know, you've got...
Do I happen to have a bear skin?
A bear skin? I would say yes. You probably took the bear skin that Amanita saved you from and made you like a little travel blanket out of it or something like that.
Yes. I'm going to gingerly wrap the shard in my beloved bearskin blanket. And as I look at it fondly, I smile up at Amanita.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go check out that dead body.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know why that was so funny.
Quit eating it.
Okay, so you go and you look at this person's body. The spiders, the smaller ones, had already kind of started to feast on this person a little bit. There's like little wounds where like the poison is starting to kind of eat away at the skin under, or the flesh underneath, turning into like that soupy substance the spiders like. What in the world are they doing out there? Like, is that your dog? It has to be your dog. The biggest, clumsiest, goofiest dog. For anyone that is listening to this, I have a dog that is free to a good home. I might even pay you to take it. The only problem is that it's half poodle, so you can deal with that however you wish. So let me know. Send me messages. All right. Great. Great.
Bad dog.
Hey, you keep your dog calm out there.
No, that's Sophie.
Well, she's probably jealous because you're playing with Texas goofy ass.
No, I'm not playing with him.
Anyway, you search the body. You do find a pouch that has 7 gold pieces in it. You kind of rummage through the pockets, and it's she's wearing like a vest. And inside the vest, there's like a kind of like a hidden pocket, like kind of where like a seam would be. There's like a little hidden pocket that, as you're kind of feeling around, you kind of notice it. So you pull it open, and there's an envelope inside. And all it says on the front is the net maker.
The net maker.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other identifying things on the body?
No.
Any way to know where it came from?
No, it's a female woman. She's not wearing any jewelry or anything like that. She's wearing just plain kind of traveling clothes.
Human?
Human, yeah. As you kind of look around the area, you do get the sense that they were heading like the southeast, like they're coming, like heading out of the forest, like heading southeast is what it kind of looked like, judging by like the tracks that are around. The other body is a younger human male. Looks like it may or may not have been her younger brother or her son. You don't know. He has a little pouch kind of tucked in his waistband that has 3 gold coins in it, and a dagger. Not a whole lot of weaponry or things like that. You get the sense that these people were kind of poor and were going somewhere looking for something. You're not sure what, though.
I'd like to open the envelope.
Okay. You open the envelope. Inside is a piece of parchment, very worn piece of parchment. It's got like tears in it. The edges are kind of frayed. It's got like a very old smell to it.
Did the envelope look old as well, or just the parchment inside?
The envelope looked relatively new, albeit dirty and, you know, kind of stained from all the juices. The parchment looks very much older than the envelope, and all the parchment says is all strings can be woven into something stronger.
Funny. Do you know what the net maker is?
Do I know what the net maker is?
You can roll me a history check. Tell me what it is, please, because I realized I didn't make y'all a handout for your little note, and I'm sorry for that.
History check. I rolled a natural 1.
You have never heard of the netmaker before, unfortunately.
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Does the vest appear like it could fit me?
Yes.
I'm going to casually take the vest.
Okay. Casually taking clothes from a corpse? Okay. I mean, they're not going to use it. I mean, I don't know why. Why is everybody being weird?
And I'd also like to take the dagger.
Okay.
And I will pocket the note and the cash.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same.
So 10 total gold pieces, and then a note, which I'm going to give y'all a handout here momentarily once I finish making it. Won't be too terribly long. One thing you do notice, that the wax seal before you broke it had a... well, you technically don't break the wax seal, but once you look back at the envelope, you notice that the wax seal has... a picture of a pine tree with an anchor. You, not being terribly well versed in the world around you and the things that have gone on since, you know, forever, you do know that the pine tree and the anchor has typically, historically, been the symbol for the city of Shallow Creek.
Shallow Creek. Right then. I am going to take a couple of minutes and maybe dig some shallow graves.
I will help her, of course. And while doing so, I'm just gonna tell, you know, Amanita, like, it's such a shame that this is how they came to be. Like, why would they be carrying a note like that? Like, were they taking it to someone? Do you think they know who the netmaker is or the contents of the note?
I couldn't tell you, my love.
I wish the
but
dead
this, speak. This pine tree is Shallow Creek. It's, oh, it's not very far from here. Perhaps we could go and find somebody who's missing them and let them know of their friend's fate.
You mean leave our home? The forest?
That's the trick about the forest, my love. It'll be here when we get back. Don't you worry.
Where you go, I shall go. But I should...
Not a requirement if you don't want to come.
Oh, no. You're my mom. I just have to tell my second family where that I'm leaving.
And tell them we'll be back. Not to worry.
They won't worry. I got you. And the forest will be here.
That's right.